Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Howard Tolman's article on Inc.com today. I always love when you slide in some bands that I love in there, Howard, although that's not really what it's about. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I mean, it's a little bit about what it's about because, you know, each sort of 6 months or year that goes by and these bands continue to trade under the name of a group and there's less and less members who were actually in the group, you know, you wonder at what point they should just call themselves tribute bands at this point because the last living remnants of some of these bands are just about all that's hanging around.
I know. And some are really bad, Howard. Some are really bad.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, the funny thing is that I think the people who are still going to the concerts of these people are perfectly happy to hear the old music. They don't want to hear anything new anyway. Mm-hmm. And if these people could just figure out how to execute the old music as well, that would probably be an evening's worth of entertainment for these folks. But I don't think that's happening either.
No, the word actually, in your article, is it pronounced genericide?
Yeah, it's just like suicide, except it's genericide. And all it means is that something becomes generic. And it's a little confusing because we think of sides as something that you do to yourself. Suicide or, you know, all these things. But this is something that sort of the world does to you. I mean, if you're a brand and you're not careful, pretty soon, and, you know, I think right now, I mean, I've heard 10 ads today saying we're just like Ozempic, right? It's the cheap Ozempic or it's the this or that. And I mentioned ChatGPT and Ozempic. Already those words, just like Google in a sense, but Google has protected its name. But those words are becoming shorthand for whole categories of products, just like in my article I said, zipper and elevator. And, you know, the people who've gone out of their way to protect these things like Kleenex and Xerox and Google are increasingly rare, especially because there's almost no way to protect yourselves these days with the internet and with all the stuff that's going on. But the real point of the article, I mean, and what's so heartbreaking to me as we hear more and more people whose health care is being impacted or taken away, is at the end, I was talking about how the drug companies, you know, protect and continue to protect the high prices of these drugs by keeping them under patent, even though their patents or their trademarks should have expired long ago. And I, you know, this is coming up right now with Stelara, which is a drug that has been very successful, for example, with Crohn's disease. And millions of people rely on it and rely on the insurance coverage. But the truth is that if that patent expired, the thing would cost like a tenth of what it presently costs. And millions more of people could afford to use it and get the health benefits from it. So, you know, what's happened in our country is that we've let these laws that were originally well-intended but had time frames and time limits be extended by these big corporations that spend millions of dollars on lawyers and creating additional versions, extended versions, fake versions, new prescription versions of the same drugs. And, you know, that stifles competitors. It fixes prices. And, you know, from the standpoint of small businesses, it keeps a lot of businesses out of spaces where they could be very effective and build smaller, successful companies.
I have to tell you, every month when Sterling Elliott, he's a pharmacologist at Northwestern, joins us to answer questions, everybody says, when is this drug going to become generic? Because it's so pricey and it's something they can't live without. And they're just waiting for that moment so that it can, you know, help rebuild their pocketbook, so to speak.
Totally. And honestly, you know, it's, you know, there are these firms. I mean, I'll give you a quick example. GoodRx, and this isn't like an advertisement for it, but it's a service. It's a free service. And, you know, I had occasion to look up a drug, and it listed the prices at various providers for what is clearly a generic, you know, drug. And, you know, in this case, Walgreens was $96 for a 3 month prescription, and Juul was $12. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, am I reading this wrong? You know, what is going on? And the truth is, it's so crazy. You know, you've got Mark Cuban with his cost plus drugs, you know, trying to bring down the price of all these things. But, you know, the pharma companies have owned a lot of congressmen, and they've protected these prices, and it's killing a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, I mean, medical bankruptcies are, I think, that still these days the largest cause of bankruptcy are medical bills.
And we played the audio again yesterday because I still can't get over it. But I love that you mentioned Senator Joni Ernst in your column. We're all just going to die. And if it's because you can't afford your drugs, well, then that's just the way it is. It seems to be her viewpoint.
Well, and she's not alone. I mean, these people, you know, Nutlick or whatever his name is, I mean, these people talk like, you know, they're still living in England on some estate. I mean, like, what do you mean you can't afford this? Or why don't you just do this? They're in a dream world. I mean, they're in the 1% world, not her in particular, but some of these people in the Trump administration. I don't know if you saw the picture where they said there's something like 13 billionaires in the cabinet. I mean, are these people really in touch with the kind of lives that we're all trying to live? I don't really think so.
No, no. I find that I don't have a whole lot in common unless it has to do with animals or, you know, things that we contribute to with multi-billionaires. I respect their hard work if they actually earned it.
Well, that's a different story. You know, I mean, a lot of these people didn't earn it. Of course, that's true of a lot of people in the Senate as well. And I don't know. I'll tell you, you were talking before about what's going on in Los Angeles. I'm very concerned that we're rolling into a weekend where, you know, we're going to have protests. And the problem is, you know, this plays into the hands of Trump. It doesn't, you know, I mean, to have peaceful protests is very essential these days. And in large numbers, it's really essential. But you get a few troublemakers, and that's the only thing that we see in the media, and that's the only thing that people react to, and it's like a license for this guy to do more crazy things.
Right.
And
of course, the TV cameras love that. They don't want to show peaceful protests. There are protesters, there are rioters, and there are looters, and those are three different groups of individuals, the majority being peaceful protesters. But you cannot keep out the anarchists.
Yeah, and the scary thing is that, you know, this idiot mayor that we have, I mean, the police chief, who is a pretty solid guy and a pretty stable down-the-road, middle-of-the-road guy, this asking for a curfew to try and control, just to keep the kids away, because the kids are worse than the grown-ups in many respects. You know, if Chicago doesn't put some controls in place, I mean, we're going to have a very ugly, tough summer, and we're going to, you know, open the door to, you know, bringing in National Guards and all this other crazy stuff that's happening in L.A. And as somebody said before, and I don't know if you saw the map, there's a map of L.A., of the entire L.A., and then there's this tiny pimple on it, which is the couple of blocks where the stuff is going on. And again, that's not our impression. We have this idiot saying, we almost lost L.A., very tough.
People in L.A. are going to work just like we went to work today. It's a small area, and really the media and the TV cameras are to blame for all of that.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad, but if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, that's always been the headline. Thank you for joining us, Howard.
All right, take care. Thanks, Lisa. Keep your fingers crossed.
Howard Tolman. You should follow him, and the article we discussed is on Inc.com.